be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The 72 disciples returned rejoicing and said to Jesus, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us because of your name." Jesus said, "I have observed Satan fall like lightning from the sky. Behold, I have given you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and upon the full force of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven." At that very moment, he rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, "I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. For although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him." Turning to the disciples in private, he said, "Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I say to you, many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." The Gospel of the Lord. Today's Gospel reminded me of a story I recently read about St. John Bosco. So St. John Bosco, living in the 19th century, helped literally thousands of kids get off the street. And a number of these kids died at still a relatively young age. And he shares the story about one of them, who was a very virtuous little boy. And a few weeks after he died, he appeared to St. John Bosco. And when he appeared to him, the apparition, he looked so real that St. John Bosco said to him, are you dead or alive?" And he said, "My body is dead, but I am alive." And St. John Bosco said, "Isn't it your body that I see?" He said, "No." "Your soul then?" "No." "Your spirit?" "No." "Then what am I looking at?" He said, "Just an apparition." He said, "How can an apparition speak?" He said, "Through God's power." He said, "Where is your soul then?" He said, "It stands before God and in him. Your eyes cannot behold it." He said, "Then how do you see me?" He said, "We see all things in God, the past, the present, the future, as though in a mirror." And one final question he asked him, he said, "What do you do in heaven?" He said, "We give thanks to God always, to him who created us, to him who is the master of life and death, who is the beginning and the end of all things. Thanks, praise, and continual rejoicing." Our Lord said, "Rejoice because your names are written in heaven." Every single time I celebrate a funeral, I am reminded that in the end, only one thing matters. Is the person's soul ready for heaven? Our Lord speaks of the Eve One in a way that he only speaks from this one single time. He says, "I have seen Satan fall like lightning from the sky." One of the fathers of the church said, "Why does he use the imagery of lightning?" He said, "Because the Evil One was the most brilliant of all, the most gifted of all the angels, and he still fell." And so this father of the church said, "Why does he use this example with the apostles right now?" Because they're rejoicing in the gifts that they've been given. And the Evil One was the most gifted. And he's saying, "Don't rejoice in the gifts that I give you. Rejoice that your names are written in heaven. That's what truly matters." There are times, and it happens with some frequency, where people will say to me, "Father, you know, if I could just hear our Lord's voice in my heart just one time." You know, I look around, I hear that he speaks to other people. You know, if I could just have an apparition. I remember one time in Medjugorje, somebody from the crowd was asking one of the visionaries, they said, you know, what can we do so that we can see Our Lady too? Our Lord is saying, you have to let go of all of that. Any desire that you have in your hearts for supernatural gifts is not from God. You do not become holy from those extraordinary gifts. You become holy by living a virtuous life. And indeed, a person can have those gifts and not be on the path to salvation. I remember one time there was a priest I met, and actually I was present. He prayed over a number of people, and he had this unbelievable gift from God where he could read hearts. And he would pray over people, and he would know things about people. And then I was with a group of about 30 Americans. And everybody's just like, oh my gosh, this priest, he must be the holiest guy around. We saw him after that event in a more public setting. We had a little bit of time to spend with him. And afterwards, a number of the people in the group said, Father, he's nothing like I expected. In fact, I am afraid for his soul. They found a man of incredible pride, of very little humility. And it was a reminder to everyone that it is not the gifts that someone is given that makes them holy. God gives those to build up His church, but someone does not become holy by means of them, but by the sacraments, by prayer, by faith, hope, and charity. May it be that which we seek above all else.